I would like to introduce the 22nd head coach at Michigan Tech, Joe Schott.
I am a Uper.
In front there for L'Esperance. Backhand to the front. Here's a shot on the floor! Oh, Gillies with the goal!
I love the UP.
Gould got it going on now. Big time speed coming in. Goes wide. Centers it in front. Shot! Scores! What a play by Gavin Gould!
And my heart is here.
To the blue line. Held in. The penalty is over. Shoot!
Go Huskies.
This is the Joe Schott Hour on the voice of the Huskies, Mix 93 WKMJ. Brought to you by Morty's Gas Station, Dr. Daniel Reminga of the Northern Foot Care Center in Houghton, the Kaliva Cafe, Kuna Automotive, Coca-Cola of Hancock, Bucko's Party Store, the Wickley Agency, Superior Smiles, the Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore and University Images, Peterlin Distributing, Lake Accounting and America Group Retirement Strategy Centers, and the Turbo Agency. And now with the head coach of the Michigan Tech Hockey Huskies, Joe Schott, here is your host, Dirk Hembroff.
All right, we've got a lot to talk about today. Michigan Tech Hockey over the weekend, winning on Friday night and tying on Saturday night against Lake State University. Michigan Tech was able to get the extra WCHA point, which could prove to be very big down the stretch here. But 5 out of 6 on the weekend, Coach, congratulations on, I know we wanted 6, but 5 out of 6 is second best, I guess, to that. And welcome back to the studios and Merry Christmas.
That's great to be back. Thanks, Dirk.
Well, it was a good weekend overall, I thought. And we got some guys banged up. We'll talk about that as we go through the day, but or through the hour here. But what were your overall thought and vibe on Friday and Saturday night's games against Lake State?
You know, I think the lesson that will, first of all, Lake Superior is a better team than people give them credit for. You know, if you look at what's going on, they have a lot of similarities to a team that's growing, a lot of similarities in a lot of ways to what we have. I know our expectations are huge here, and they should be. You know, there's a big investment in the program, but Lake Superior is a team that works extremely hard, and at times they have trouble scoring, and at times they have trouble keeping the puck out of their net. But when you look at the games overall, and that's very similar to us. When, you know, as we're growing here, sometimes the puck's going a little bit too easy against a team that is in some ways inexperienced. And we went through the stages where we had trouble scoring goals. But if you look at it overall, you know, Lake Superior went into Denver and tied them. Mm-hmm. You know, they went in, number one team in the country at the time, went in and tied them a 2-2 hockey game. And beside, with the exception of Mankato the weekend before, Mankato was able to dismantle them pretty well. But with the exception of that, if you look at, they outshoot every team they play. In the same fashion as we outshot, you know, we outshot them. So, they're a good hockey team. The message to our team going into the weekend, and there were some great lessons that came out of the weekend as far as, you know, just some learning things. But the message going in is that we have to match their compete. They're going to come in as an ornery group. You have to know that they've been challenged hard. There are a couple of dynamics playing in it. First of all, Damon does not want to come in here and not perform well. He wants his teams, you know, he wants his teams to do well here. He worked here. He wants it, you know, he wants to impress the people here. So that you have that one side of it. And then the other side of it is that they got beat up pretty good, punched in the mouth pretty good the weekend before by Mankato. So there were some dynamics coming in and we had to match their compete. We matched their work ethic for sure on the weekend. Our guys worked hard. But there's more to hard work. Or there's more to compete than just hard work. The intelligence of the game comes into play. And I thought where we struggled throughout the game is in where we didn't want to necessarily intelligently attack the way we needed to. And there's a lot of instances that show that, but probably none more evident that, you know, even when we were down 1-0 on Saturday, even though we were trying to do things and juggle lines and do everything to try to find some combinations that would work, no matter what we said, it took the fear of going down 2-0 in the second period before we quickly responded and then tied it up, you know, by the end of the period. So it was in there to do that. And maybe that, you know, I guess we as coaches have to take the responsibility for that. But that's and that's the challenge as coaches too, that we have to get, that I have to get better at, I guess, in the fact that I have to come out with and find ways to get that out of our players. I'll take responsibility for that. You know, you feel very much like a parent who tells your kids, don't drink and drive, don't do this, don't smoke, don't do that. And then all of a sudden, they do it anyways. You know, and no matter what you tell them, no matter, and that's why we talk so much about inner accountability within the team. In that the team, when that accountability comes from within player to player, it means a lot more than coming to the coaches. And that's why we work so hard with our players on getting that inner accountability from within. To do things the way that we want it done, which first of all means they have to believe in what we're doing. So you have to sell it to them, and they have to have success in doing that, which we've had some in the first half. We started to turn the corner. We've had that success, but, that inner accountability is a big deal, because you just felt like no matter what you said, no matter what you did, no matter what you tried to do, either the message was taken the wrong way or it was just unresponsive. So it had to happen. They had to learn. We had to learn from experience. Those messages, those things get old, but it's reality. You know, it's reality of it that there's more to compete than just working hard. The brain has to be engaged.
Well, one of the and this is no secret. I know the fans are kind of waiting for Joe Lesperance to kind of catch fire again. And you put him at center on center on Saturday night. He's such a talented guy, so strong out there. What is it right now that's really making it tough for him to score and to be more involved?
What was it with Heinonen last year? Tyler Heinonen, 3 goals I think on the year, right, or something like that for us, and now he's having success again. He wanted to play in the American League. He wanted to have an NHL contract, but he's in the East Coast League and he's finding his game and he's having success and he's scoring again. I've seen it several times. I talk about a kid named Rob Valasavic. He had 20 plus goals 2 years straight at Lake State back in the day when I was at Lake State. 20 plus goals his sophomore year, junior, part of national championship teams, blah, blah. And then, in his senior year, doesn't have a goal until Christmas. And what's going on with Rob Valasavic? What's going there? You know, that's the million-dollar question. My thought on it, what happens in that case, is that the athlete has a picture in their mind what they need to do to be successful. I think it starts out with, and it's not intentional, but it starts out with wanting to have some personal success. They want to have some personal success, which is for a forward is scoring points. And then what happens within that is they have a picture in their mind through their development, through their learned behavior and everything through as they came up as hockey players of how they have success. I think with Joel, and I've been, you know, Joel has been in my mind as I've sent a complete message to our team, is that your offense needs to come off your defense. Your offense needs to come off your defense. And I think that things will happen for Joel when he absolutely forgets about putting points on the board. When that part of his mind, when that frustration, when that looking for the magic pill, you know, wave the wand over me, sprinkle dust, whatever it is, when that part of it goes away and it just gets back to the good old, let's start this, you know, I'm a freshman trying to prove myself as a hockey player and I have to get in there again and compete and I have to get in there and make sure that I have my D-zone assignments and I have to come up with my unit and not be stretching for breakaway passes and things like that, that the game will take care of itself. And that this isn't a knock on Joel or anything, but there's athletes, great athletes, that have a picture in their mind and a feeling in their heart, and we all go back to our habits, right? And when the pressure's on, when the heat's on, you go back to your habits. And if you're, you know, and that's why they call them habits. We talk about this all the time, Dirk. They call them habits because you do them out of that's what you do. You do. And so you try over time to do things, you know, and the right way is arbitrary for who's looking at it. You know, one church has the right way. Another church has the right way. You know, they're all, you know, there's parts of all that are good, but, There's a right way that's gonna guaranteed continued success, and I think when Joel, and there's other players like that as well, when they find that, then they'll have success. Last year Tyler Heinonen was never able to get back. He wanted, you know, then an injury set in with him, and he just wanted points so bad. I bet if he had to do it over again, if Tyler had to do it over again, He'd listen to what was being said to him a little bit more, and you know, like let's say he's going through it again right now, someone would be able to say to him, Tyler, did it work for you last year? What's okay? And then when you went to pro, then what happened? So like if he goes to the American League or whatever, if he's trying to get to the American League and then all of a sudden he changes his game to try to just get points, it won't happen. So right now he's trying to prove himself as a pro. He's having a really good start as a professional player. That's my take on it.
Well, and then you've got the other side of the coin where guys like Brent Baltus, Alex Smith, and even Jake Jackson, I know they didn't maybe have their greatest weekend as a line together, but there's so much going on there positively for those three guys right now.
Yeah, and Smitty could go the other way with it. When he gets in that position, he could start cheating and go the other way with it and you know, whatever's in his mind of how he envisions the game. A lot of times when you're trying to get players to play a certain way, you're getting them to buck their beliefs. You know what I mean? That's the intangible with coaching. I mean, you hear people say that leaders have the ability. And so, you know, maybe I have to be a better leader. You know, leaders have the ability to get people to do the things that they don't necessarily want to do or necessarily will give them, the personal side of it for the good of the whole. Leaders are able to do that. The more important a situation gets, I'm sure soldiers and things like, you know, MacArthur, Schwarzkopf, guys like that, their leadership style, people's lives were on the line. So maybe they took more of a vested interest based on the experience of that leader. At our level, there's nothing in the eyes of the athlete that is that serious. It's still a game. You know what I mean? So the importance of buying in isn't as important that I need to, you know, I need to do this in order to survive. So really what you're doing right now is you're trying to work with stubbornness and you hope as a coach, you're sending the right message, right? You know, you hope that the message that you're sending, you know, you guys can be doing everything you're asking them to do and have no success at all. That means you're not sending them the right pill. You know, you're not giving them the right medicine. Mm-hmm. So we have to hope that we're doing that over the experience that we have as coaches over time. I think that we're at least partially going in the right way because we're seeing growth with players. We're seeing growth with Balt. We're seeing growth with Jackal. We're seeing growth with Gavin Gould. We're seeing growth with a lot of guys, with guys in our defensive corner, things like that. We have a couple that aren't. So it leads us to think that we're doing the right thing in the overall. But that was the question I had for players when I was meeting with them one-on-one. I told them, guys, I don't have the ability to have someone looking over me and evaluating me and saying, Joe, you should be doing this. You should be doing this. I need that feedback from you. What will help you? What will help the group? And we got some good feedback from them. But, you know, this week there was a lot on their mind, the exams, everything that was going on, with them. I think that took off. Brian Brewster thinks that was a big part of it. He called it, he had a name for it, but it was academic fag, you know, whatever it was, he just thinks that they're mentally burnt with all the study and everything like that, and that no matter what we did, it was going to be a challenge.
I've heard the term academic fatigue.
That's what he was talking about. And we thought there was some of that, so we did some things. Early in the week, we were really good, and we said that in the talks. Friday, or Thursday skate was just average. Was very average on it, and you saw a lot of things from the same players that had that on Friday coming in through the week. But we had to, you know, there's a lot going on. This is a great institution with guys that are going to get great degrees and it is, they are a student athlete. You know what I mean? So that's a lesson for them to learn is how to manage yourselves. You know, when you get to the professional level, there's going to be things going on in your life. You're going to get married. Things happen. You're going to have, you know, your wife's going to have a baby and you're supposed to be on the road or, you know, she's near the end or you got an illness in the family or things like that or a parent that said you have to manage things and professionals learn how to do that. And so that's what this is. Athletics gives you the opportunity in life to have a lot of ups and downs. That's why I think people hire athletes. That's why athletics is such a thing. It's competitive. And it's such a great thing because it teaches you how, you know, you have to handle success. You have to handle failure consistently and learn how to have a little bit more success. So you learn lessons that work and have a little less failure if you have the character within you. And that's why they always talk about character and how important it is and team concept and things like that and how important culture is. You're developing all those attributes, all those habits through everyday thing that, help you in life. You know, how many of our guys are going to, you know, be in the National Hockey League? But they're all going to be, you know, parents. They're all going to be, Business people are all going to have to support themselves and others. They're going to all be responsible for other people. That's what athletics give people who don't do that. And they say some people, you know, when you grow up in the hood or in tough places, you know, you have to grow up quickly. All it is learning lessons. You know, it's learning how to survive in your environment. And that's the great thing about athletics. And our guys are, and we all are, and myself, we're learning lessons.
Before we take a break, Coach, one other overall view. The Mark Ock thing, you had him back up forward on Friday night, then back on defense on Saturday night. You mentioned to me that you and your staff are still trying to figure out which way you want to go on that, correct?
Yeah, or if we even want to go away. And you know, Mark, and again, you got things, and Mark knows what he wants to do as well, you know what I mean? So you want to make sure you're taking care of the athlete as well. What I do know is, you know, and I think that situation's taken, that decision's been made for us now, and we'll talk about that in a little bit. That decision's been made for us, unfortunately. What I can tell you is that we won hockey games with him up front, and we had more balance to our lines with him up front. I can leave it at that right now.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll look at or listen to some of the highlights and get Coach's thoughts on some of the goals from the weekend. The Huskies winning on Friday night, then tying and winning the extra point on Saturday night. It's all part of the Joe Schaan Hour. If you are listening here on Monday morning live, you can email your question at dj@themix93.com.
Stock up on all your favorite snacks and beverages at Morty's Gas Station and Convenience Store in downtown Lake Linden. Check out Morty's Walk-In Cooler for all your favorite adult beverages. Morty's has a great selection of wines to choose from with monthly beer and wine specials store-wide. Don't forget about all your snacks and the latest movie rentals. Morty's is more than just a gas station. Taxes and deposit are not included on sale items. At Morty's, Lake Linden. Not everyone has $1 million, but everyone can have $1 million smile. The smile that lights up a room, instantly puts people at ease. The smile that gives you the confidence to be you. Your smile is uniquely yours. Treasure it. Protect it. Superior Smiles, gentle quality dentistry for the entire family. With pediatric dentist Sarah Metlack, Doctors Fisher, Sarazen, Strong, and Sliss. Superior Smiles Family Dentistry in Hancock. And now in Lorium on 77 3rd Street. Call today for your appointment. 482-3621 Hancock, 337-5049 Lorium.
In sports, movement is a force to be reckoned with. Your feet fuel that force. At Northern Foot Care Center, Dr. Remingan knows how to treat athletes, getting them back in action sooner. When your feet feel good, performance increases. Games are won and records are crushed. You want answers? We have them. Technology cutting edge. Experience over 28 years. Results game changing. Pro sports teams have the best foot and ankle experts. Now you have one. Call 482-9950 or click northernfootcare.com.
You can always count on the crisp, refreshing taste of Bud Light. Just like you can always count on Always Game Gary. Yay! No bar is too far. No wing sauce is too hot. Not for Gary. Gary is the man. He's nothing like Keith. Keith never wants to do anything. Why are we even talking about Keith? Always Game Gary is famous among friends. He deserves a Bud Light. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer. AB St. Louis, Missouri.
Steph from the Wickley Agency. From the moment she was born, I promised to love her, to protect her from all of the monsters under her bed, and to support her and all of her dreams. From the moment she was born, I promised that I would always provide for her, no matter what. That's why I bought life insurance from Auto Owners Insurance, to secure her future, no matter what. Do you have the life insurance your family needs? Give us a call at 482-1140 or stop by the Wickley Agency in Hancock.
Back to the Joe Schaan Hour here on Mix 93 WKMJ. Let's take a look at some highlights from the games. First of all, Friday night's game, Michigan Tech hosting Lake Superior State University, and the Huskies win that game by a score of 3-0. First period, early goal. Brent Baltus gets credit for it as he brought it down the right wing.
The Huskies now across the way. Baltus coming in hard. Centers it! Score!
Jackson was right there, and had Jackson not been there, that might have not been redirected in by the defenseman, and Baltus gets credit for the goal. Nice rush up the ice there by the Huskies coming from our own end.
Yeah, I believe it was on a power play, wasn't it? Where the second part of a power play, and we got it on the rush, so that was our power play goal for the weekend. And and it was a great play. Bolts has been absolutely tremendous for us. Jacko's been great for us. Smitty's had a great half, first half. You know, they've come on really well for us. And even this weekend when they weren't clicking on all cylinders, they still put, you know, they still got their points. So, they've done a great job for us.
Jake Lucchini gets a nice feed from Brent Baltus in the third period, as there's no scoring in the second period at all, but we did outshoot them 19-14 in the second period thanks to some power play time for the Huskies. But we go to the third period, get a big early goal by Jake Lucchini.
Huskies back inside of their own zone, controlling. Up the center ice for Brent Baltus. Baltus pushes it to himself across the line. In front of shot!
Yeah, I talked to Brent Baltus, and Baltus said, yeah, I heard Jake yelling for the puck. I talked to Jake Lucchini. He said, I never said a word. said a word out there, so I don't know which one is true, but what a great pass by Baltus.
I'd take it that I never said a word. So maybe the guy, there's probably a Ferris guy screaming for it.
Probably.
And Baltz just kind of had a good feeling for where he was. But that was a huge goal, that separator. If we would have got that on Saturday night, like on that late power play, game's over. And so it's a tremendous play again by Baltz. And, you know, he's learning when to take the puck inside. He's learning when to take the puck outside. Right now he's just a tremendous hockey player, a great college player. I would take him if I was going pro. I would take him in a heartbeat because he gives you everything. He gives you a great intelligence. He can penalty kill. He can play on the power play for you. He's got good speed. He's got good creativity. Example of what you want in a hockey player.
Is he deceptively strong? I mean, you look at the guy without his equipment on. He's a thin framed guy, but he is strong out there,
yeah,
isn't he?
Yeah. Well, he's a senior now. He's a man. He's developed.
But he's always been strong.
Yeah. But what he has is he's that lanky kind of. He's got a really good. Low base to him when he skates, if you notice, you know, low base, kind of like a Gretzky type of a skater, where he has that low kind of hunched over base, so it gives him a good platform and he's got good quickness to him that comes out of that. And what he's learned to do, and what he does well, is when he gets body position on you, he turns it on. He's one of the few guys on our team that, you know, we exemplify Denver. When we played Denver last year, a lot of the difference between them and us, and something that we've been trying to work on hard, is when they get the puck, they find another gear. Like, their coast mode is on defense. Like, their back off is once they get into position defensively, you know, they slow down a little bit and then attack. But when they get the puck, they are gone. Like, you shot them out of a cannon. And Baltz is a one player that's got that in his DNA, for us, and is showing it on a consistent basis. Jacko's another, for the most part. When they get the puck, they are, you know, they accelerate. They take it and they want to attack the defenders, back them off, and then challenge them with speed and power. And when they get body position, like Baltz did all weekend long, he's going to the hole with it. He's bringing that thing to the net and, making his plays and, you know, they probably resulted in three of our goals this weekend were exactly that, out of Baltus.
Another great pass from a defenseman this time on a very similar play in the third period at the 4:52 mark to finish off the scoring.
Halvo up the center ice for Erickson. Erickson across the line, dumps it into the left wing corner. Mitch Meek going back in after it. And scooped up there by Jackson. Just about lost it. Hauled it in at the last moment. And Jackson will make a play up the center. Nice play to Meek. Meek coming in. It's a 2-on-1 down low. Meek in front. A shot scores! Oh, yeah! Mitch Meek with a great play coming down. Showed great patience and delivered the pass at the right time, right underneath the defenseman going down. And burying it with Smith. He's got a point streak that's extended here tonight, too.
Nice goal by Alex Smith. And what a pass by Mitch Meek. And Alex Smith, we talked to him after the game or before Saturday night's game. He said, yeah, I didn't think that puck was coming through.
Yeah.
He didn't think it was going to get through.
Yeah, how good was Mitch Meek?
He was so good. Yeah.
I mean, he's... you know, and he's got character just oozing out of him, as a lot of our players do. That kid's going to be he's going to wear a letter for sure here. I think he's an upstart pro type of a player. There's no timidness to him. You know, he reminds you a lot of, Cronwall on the Red Wings, because he's got and he's always aggressive. He's always hitting. He'll take the puck up and charge. I saw him last year. I remember having the talk with Mel. I knew our recruiting, you know, that we were over recruiting, things like that. But I also knew that we had a chance to lose a lot of defensemen, and that what we had committed coming in wasn't going to solve it for us. We had to get a couple guys in here that could, that we knew could step up and play. And I went out right away, and I had remembered Mitch Meek from when he played on the island in BC. So I went and watched him in Penticton, knowing that, hearing word that he could be possibly decommitting from Clarkson. And I don't know which way they went. I don't know if Clarkson decommitted him, or if he pulled out. I'm not sure what happened there, but, I came back and I said, that's the guy we want. He wears a letter. He's up in the play. He's back. He's veteran type player. He'll be able to step in right away and help us. And he's been absolutely great.
And it seems like he doesn't, as aggressive as he plays, he stays out of the box for the most part, yeah, too. I mean, that's huge.
Because he moves his feet. He's intelligent. He's a smart kid. He's a mature kid. I mean, he's the type of kid that you'd be proud with him, you know, marrying your daughter. And we have a lot of those guys, but there's just an incredible honesty about him. And when he can't go for a shift because he's banged or something, you know he's hurt. You never question anything about Mitch Meek. He plays the game the right way. He's a tremendous hockey player.
The Huskies win 3-0. A couple of nice saves by Robbie Badoon in that game. Well, many of them nice saves. He made 25 stops in that game.
He'll bring it across the Husky line. Shot from the point. This one blocked. Save made there. And spinner on attempt made at the far side. Another save made by Badoon. Here's a shot just sailed over the crossbar inside the Michigan Tech zone.
Just one of the sequences there. And, of course, he was able to keep the puck out of the net on the breakaway for Cuglietta, even though it looked like, after watching that replay, there was never really an official shot that he got off there, thanks to Keegan Ford coming back and helping out on that play.
Yeah, Robbie was good. He's shown that he's can put some games together back to back to back, and we have great competition in there. I'm looking for a chance. We'll be getting Devin Carroll back in that net too, because his numbers are good. The only series he's played this year, and he played tremendous in against Bowling Green. So I think we have good goaltending, a good competition there. That's going to prove to be very important for us down the road. The growth of those guys, because we have some shakeups going on that are going to force those guys to hopefully win us some hockey games.
1-for-5 on the power play for the Huskies, over 2 for Lake State. Huskies penalty kill continuing to play very well. We won the faceoff battle big time on Friday night, 33-22, which was huge for Michigan Tech. Saturday's game, a little different feel to it, as the Huskies went down very early in the game.
Robbie Badoon will play it around just underway here in the first period. Again, brought to you by Copper Country 4. Back to the point, broken stick, and a loose puck in front of the Husky goal. They don't move it. Here's a shot, scores! Oh, the Huskies did not move the puck, and boy, Lake State capitalized on that. Brendan McKay able to bury it, and the Huskies trail for the first time in the series.
Was that a couple of different mistakes kind of put together, Coach, in that play?
Yeah, but the big thing, one was it was just an uncharacteristic turnover by Mitch Rehnke. You know, we have guys that turn the puck over, and we have guys that we're really focusing on with that and working with on that, but Rehnke's not really one of them, and that one was just in the slot, and I don't know. I haven't talked to him. I don't know what happened on it. Maybe he thought somebody was going someplace. Maybe I do know one thing, that benefit of the doubt goes to Mitch on those type of plays. Possibly someone had, you know, that he wanted to give the puck to had their back turned, and in that split second, you know, when he tried it, he started his pass, and then all of a sudden it's off his stick, and we can't recover on it. You know, we had a lot of bodies there. We had possession of the puck. We were in the look that we wanted to be in. Just turned the puck over, and it ended up in the back of our net.
1-0 Lake State. They went up 2-0 in the second period, as J.T. Henke, right off the draw, gets the goal.
Try to take advantage of it. J.T. Henke will take the draw in the offensive zone for Lake State. Oh, he scores! J.T. Henke went forward with the draw right off a Stamen stick. It went over the shoulder of Badoon. And I have never seen that before in my life.
I've seen him go in on the ice or lower than that, but I've never seen a top-shelf goal like that. And it did go off a Stamen stick. That's why it got the elevation, I think.
Yeah, but it was just right off the face-off. He was going forward with it. If it didn't go off a Stamen stick, it was still going in. It went right up in the top corner. Everything happened too quick out of that. As a former goaltender myself, for a deflection to mean anything on it, it was just both guys whacking at the puck on the face-off. And it went right in the right spot, and maybe Robbie wasn't completely focused expecting a shot, but why would you be? I mean, you want him to be, but like you said, you've never seen it, and I've seen it happen a number of times over the years, but it happens. You have to be ready for it, but that shot's going to go in on most goaltenders. Very unfortunate situation, but maybe needed on our part. Good happened out of that, because immediately it turned our focus.
Well, and this is what got us going here, and the Huskies get right back in it with a goal by Dylan Stamen.
6:04 left to go, 2 nothing Lake State. We're in the second period. Huskies trying to get one going. Here they go. Reitmeyer across the line. Hands it off for Gore! Steven with the goal! And he beat Mittens, I believe, short side. And the Huskies back in this game. What a goal by Dylan Steven.
When you talk about Dylan Steven, Coach, and how hard he is playing, it's so nice to him now to start getting rewarded with some goals because he plays so hard every shift out there.
Yeah, you knew it was coming with him. There was never any focus on why doesn't Dylan have points? Why doesn't this happen? Why doesn't that happen? Because the chances were coming. The line was growing. He was getting opportunities. He does possess a tremendous shot. There wasn't a question with him. It was more a question with him when it happens, like you knew it was going to happen. It was going to come and it'd come big. And we're getting it every game out of him. He had 2 points in that hockey game. He's been awful good for us offensively now. So we have to just make sure that he's still continuing to take care of his defense.
Dane Burke scored his first even straight goal of the season.
Michigan Tech looked good on 4-on-4 last night. When the draw shot scores! Dane Burks with the goal right off the faceoff. We've got a tie hockey game.
Dylan Steven winning that drawback too, and he gets the assist on Dane Burks' 4th goal of the season. Nice wrister there by Burks. Took just a split second to make sure he had it and fired it.
Yeah, he's got a great shot. Burks, he's got a great shot, and it's good to see him get rewarded. You know, our defenses have put up some good points this year, point totals in the first half. They're on pace for 17, 18 points, several of them. So it's an excellent first half. We needed that goal. Burks, he's got a couple of goals, and they've all come at big times.
Jake Jackson and Brent Belt, this team up again.
Gavin Gould had one of those chances not long ago. Boy, he had a great opportunity. Fired it a little bit over the crossbar. Feels like overtime indeed. 4:16 left in regulation. Tied at 2. Huskies fired up on a long stretch. They're onside. Bringing it in. Jackson to the front of the net. Back in shot. Rebound. Score! It went in. Brent Baltus with the goal. Huskies have taken the lead.
Well, nice goal there. Brent Baltus, you could tell on the replay, did not realize it had gone in until he turned around and looked to the net and saw that the puck had got in the net, because he kind of shot that while his back was to the net.
Yeah, good things happen when you get yourself into hard ice. You know, Jacko makes a good drive to the net. Baltz is going hard to the net, gets his stick on the puck, and you get yourself in those areas and pay the price, and good things happen, and they're happening. Those guys, they're getting rewarded for it, so they're doing it more and more.
And then we're up by a goal, and then they pull their netminder with less than a minute to play.
Still in the goal. Now he'll go to the bench. Extra attacker coming on right now as the Lakers control. They get it up top. Here comes Anderson walking in. A save by Badoon. He scores. Badoon couldn't cover up the rebound, and they tie it up with the extra attacker. 3-3.
So what went wrong on that, Coach, as far as that Badoon's responsibility to cover that up? Is it a defenseman to tie up or get rid of the puck? What happened there?
Well, there's usually more than one thing that happens. It's not usually the first mistake that kills you. I won't even necessarily call these mistakes. I'll tell you what happened. Honestly, we lost a few weeks back in Anchorage. We won that same battle in the offensive zone in overtime, and Les Prince comes out with that puck, gives it to Lucchini in the right spot, and he goes in and scores. That's a dangerous spot, those battles up above the top of the circle along the boards in the offensive zone. And what happened with us on that is we lost the battle, and the three guys engaging, it was primarily Dylan Steamer. Steamer didn't seal the top end of that, so they came out. And part of that also was that Justin Misiak had come over a little bit too far, probably, with how wide his cover was. His defenseman widened out in case they won the battle, a little bit too wide. So when they won the battle, he brought it back right up to the point, which was open. That's going to be the open spot. And he went D to D right away. So now Misiak had to recover, and he was scrambling to get back into his position to front the shot. And he did a flyby. Their guy stopped, and he went by it. So now that left Mitch Meek with a 2-on-1 in front of the net. So the guy walked in. Mitch had to release on his coverage and play the 2-on-1 in front of the shot, which he did. Then the wrist shot comes, the shot from the top of the circle area comes right in Robbie's gut and pops out. And before he could get his glove down to cover it, we didn't recover because of how far the battle was away from the net. We didn't recover in time to the front of the net, and that left that guy in front, and he was able to bat it before Robbie got his glove down. Robbie, you know, it was a fraction of a second, and Robbie didn't get his glove down and cover it, and it's in our net, but it all comes down to the battle on the wall, The positioning off the Battle of the Wall, and I think that was kind of indicative of the attention to detail on the series, because we should have had that thing sealed. We had him outnumbered on the battle. We should have been able to get that. The guy that came off the bench didn't have anything to do with the play. He was still entering the zone when the whole thing happened. So it was a 5-on-5 play when it happened. And we didn't play it as well as we needed to. Positionally, we were fine. But again, to compete, it's not about the hard work. It, you know, the brain, the intelligence, everything. There's more to it than just hard work. I thought we worked plenty hard, but that goal right there was kind of indicative of the weekend.
So we go to overtime, tied 3-3. We go to the second overtime, tied 3-3. We go to the shootout, and then took Jake Jackson to get the goal, and then a big save by Robbie Badun.
Well, I'm betting that Jake Jackson, who is the next shooter for the Huskies, I'm saying he shoots this puck.
I hope someone shoots it. We're all Deacons so far.
Here is Jackson walking in. Shoots, scores! Jackson gives the Huskies the lead. Now it is up to the Lake State Lakers. And Nellis, what a shot by Jackson. He ripped it stick side. And here comes Nellis. Badu needs a big stop here for the Huskies to get the extra point. Nellis walking in, makes a move. And a save by Badun! And the Huskies get the extra point! 5 out of 6 on the weekend with the shootout win. Robbie Badun with the big save at the end, but Jake Jackson with the goal.
So nice job by the Huskies in that shootout. And I know you like when guys shoot the puck instead of making those tough moves in tough ice like that.
You know, there's some guys where anyways, if guys are scoring goals, if they're going to score however they do it, we want the goal. But the reality of it is we've had a number of shootouts now, and I think probably now 18 shots, something like that, on shootouts we've had this year. And 15 going into that game, I think. And we were 1 for 15. The last time we scored a shootout goal was at Lake State when we beat them, the third series of the year.
Yeah.
When we beat them up there in the Saturday night game, which is a very similar type of game to this one. But we've had shootouts that have gone, you know, 8 and 9 guys where everybody's doing the same thing at Deacon, and we just sat in the bench. You know, the ice is bad. We kept saying it's polite. Ice is bad. Think shot. Guys are going out there. They're cleaning the ice with shovels and trying, and you know, ice is bad. Mm-hmm. And, you know, 100% of the shot. And then I screwed that up on a bench and Smitty was looking back. I mean, I'm trying to say that 100% of the shots that you don't take are not going to score. I was all over the board with it, you know, trying to, and Smitty looked at me and I said, you know what I mean? Shoot the puck. Shoot the puck. And, Smitty went and shot a bit, or, Jack went and shot it, but Smitty was going to be the next one because I didn't want cute at that point. Mm-hmm. I wanted some people who are going to go into shooting. We called Smitty up next. He was going to be the next shooter. And Chris Burks went up to him and he said, where are you shooting? Like we were just said right off the bat, like if they just scored on Robbie, the next guy, we want shots. Yeah. You know, let's not be fancy. If the goalie can stop it, but if you don't even give yourself a chance, you know, we're not going to have success. So, and I'm getting to that point with our power play. I'm at that point. I'm past that point with our power play. You know, we have the talent to score goals on that power play. We have times where we dominate on it, but I'll tell you what's happening with that, and it's frustrating. It's frustrating you. It's frustrating everybody. It's frustrating the players. We come out, we practice hard all week long, we come out, and the early power plays dominate. You know, we scored, Baltus's unit scored on Friday. We dominate in the early power plays. Mm-hmm. And then as the game goes on, and then like even that Saturday game, we have a power play with about 3 minutes left, that brings us down near maybe a minute and a half left in the game when it expires. You get that goal, you know, you end it. The game's over. And not that you get the goal, but if you consistently, again with habits, if you consistently create that pressure, but as the games go on, our power play gets less and less, and we just get so individualistic with it, and we start carrying the puck, and we start dribbling the puck, and instead of moving the puck out of the corner when we win a battle up to the point right away, we skate it halfway up and let them all recover to the front of the net, and we don't have the same urgency. You know, it's like, okay, again, we're going to get back to our habits as the game goes on. And as frustrating as it is for you, for everybody to watch, it's equally as frustrating for the coaches. And you look at the guys on the power play, you know, you got Joel Esperance, Renke, Ock, Lucchini, and Smitty or Gouldy on it, whoever we put on that. Those are good hockey players that in this league should not be going like one goal I think they've gotten or and one kind of a sloppy goal, but we got the goal with Smitty last week. 2 goals in the last, you know, 18 games or something like that with the amount of time they're getting. So we're going to blow that thing up And I told the guys we're going to blow it up and we're going to get some new guys in there. And, you know, does Stamen deserve to be on it? You know, do some guys that are putting the pucks in the net consistently and not getting those kicks deserve to be on it? I think they do. I think we got to reward the guys that are doing things and see if we can't get some success with it. And it's hard to do that with veteran players, but, you know, you have to do what's right for the team.
All right, we'll take a break. Be back with some of your questions as we continue along with the Joe Schaan Hour here on Mix 93.
Whether our Huskies are on the turf, the ice, or the hardwood, show your Michigan Tech home team pride by sporting Husky apparel from University Images, the campus store, or online at bookstore.mtu.edu. If souvenirs are your game, we've got you covered there too. We're sure you'll find exactly what you're looking for when you visit us in person or online. Check our campus store and University Images social media feeds for our latest store news, promotions, and operating hours. Your support goes directly back to the local and campus communities. And always, we thank you for your patronage.
Spread the word. Tell your family. Call the neighbors. It's Bucko's Party Store. 12 packs of Christmas sale. All 12 packs of bottled beer are on sale. All 12 pack cans of Pepsi products, 2 for $9. All 2 liters are 2 for $3. All Canada Dry 1 liters of tonic and club soda are 99 cents. Looking for stocking stuffers? Pick up some 2.5 pack of gear. Save your bucks at Bucko's with their amazing booze and wine selection for holiday cheer. All sales do not include taxes and deposits at Bucko's Party Store.
The Kaliva Cafe on Quincy Street in Hancock will be open Christmas Eve from 8 in the morning till 3 in the afternoon. Christmas Day from 11 till 8, serving their full menu and their signature turkey dinner with all the fixings. Happy holidays from the Kaliva Cafe.
In these turbulent political and economic times, are you having trouble mapping out your financial future? Let Gary Jorgensen, a financial advisor with the America Group Retirement Strategy Centers, assist you in the development of a financial strategy to help you achieve your financial goals. The America Group is located south of Houghton on M26, 1 mile past the mall in the Lake Accounting Building. Call 482-2370 for an appointment. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Are you frustrated with the rising cost of insurance? Are you concerned you might not have the right coverage? Hi, I'm Megan Kangas of the Turvo Agency in Hancock. Whether you are single, married, have a house full of kids, are retired and aging gracefully, whatever your situation, we can help you put together an insurance package that both fits your budget and provides the insurance protection you need and deserve. As an independent agency that represents many insurance companies, the Turvo Agency offers more choices, more options, more security, and more peace of mind. Stop in or give us a call at 482-0080.
Joe Schaan Hour here on Mix 93. Let's get to some questions for Coach Schaan, and let's see what we got here. The way it looks, we still have a good chance at home ice, certainly the playoffs, but not with the inconsistency between games or even periods in games. What do you see, Coach, as far as the playoff picture with a long way to go yet for a lot of other teams who have a lot less games played than us?
Yeah, if I focus, and you probably won't like to hear what I say on this, but if that's what my focus is, then in my experience, I've found that my focus is wrong. My focus has to be right now on the team we're going to play first, Michigan State at the GLI, is staying in the moment and taking advantage of every opportunity we have to gain a point right now. And I know the GLI is not going to provide us points, but it's going to provide us what we need, which is the ability to play good hockey, to play the game the right way. We have a couple of injuries now that are going to be game changers for us. We found out that Keegan Ford got injured on Saturday night. It looks like it's an ACL and a season-ending ACL. He's going to get back. The good thing, he's from Madison. He's going to get back and get his MRIs right away and get surgery scheduled as quickly as possible because it's a lengthy, extended recovery for that injury that happened on Saturday night. So
hey, can I ask you when that happened? Because
it was in the second period.
It was just a guy
who's like, it was very similar to Mike Neville's last year where Mike went in first shift of the game at Denver and was hitting their guy behind the net and they went knee to knee, and this is what happened to Keegan. He was getting a Sackerman was just finishing a hit on him, nothing malicious, nothing out of line, and just finished a hit, and it was knee to knee, and it went the wrong way, and the injury occurred. And then we have a potential, I'm not going to address who it is, but we have another potential season ender that happened on Saturday night that'll devastate our back end if that happens. But on the other side of it, you know, we're always talking to guys. When I was meeting with players, I said to them, do you think you have the opportunity, like the ability, if you work your tail off, to get in the lineup, or do you just feel there's absolutely no chance to get in the lineup? You know, I had the conversation with a couple players because the message to them is, you know, Todd Killian never thought he could never get in the lineup. He worked hard every day. Ray Bryce never thought he couldn't get in the lineup. Both those guys, Ray Bryce, 3 shifts last year or something to that effect in the whole year. Mm-hmm. Todd Killian never played a minute through a year plus games and went in and did a good job for us. So we're going to need some guys to get in there and to be ready to play. And to push our depth, our numbers, it's gonna be a big deal. And if we can't get it in that regards, we're gonna have to be creative and maybe move some things around and find some other, maybe a forward who can help us playing in there. But what it does do right now is we're gonna need as much experience back there as we can get, so that'll put Ock back on the blue line on a consistent basis.
Coach, like myself, like many other techies, have just graduated from, Tech last, let me start this over again. I'm learning how to read here. Coach, this is what it says here. Coach, myself, like other techies, have graduated last Saturday. Any advice for us heading out into the real world?
You're asking me for advice. You've been trained. You've been trained, and we're all, again, we're, I'm not going to preach to you. You're probably an engineer that's going to in some ways change the world, but just rely on the training, rely on your habits. You obviously have a tremendous character. You picked a great school. You could have gone, you know, a lot of people can go to a school for the, you know, for the glitter of it, for the city, for the campus life, for those types of things. And we have all that here. It's just in a special way. And you picked a place where you knew that there was a tremendous network. You would get trained by the best people that can possibly train you. What I should be asking is you for advice on how we can make sure that we have the same type of character and things that you have. So congratulations on graduating and change the world. Make it a better place.
Next question for Coach. If we play Michigan in the second round of the Great Lakes Invitational, do you think having worked so closely with Mel will be any help preparing for the game versus if we were to play against a Red Berenson Michigan team?
I think they're both the same. Red Berenson Michigan team and Mel were the same. There won't be any secrets in there. There might be some tweaks on some special teams and things like that. I ran the penalty kill last year. I'm sure that Mel will use some of that. He picked that up. He'll probably use part, you know, a lot of what we did and because he had input on it as well. And I know the stuff that he did. So there won't be any secrets. The team that executes the best will win. Michigan has a lot of talent. They're not losing guys to the World Juniors like they have in the past. They're a good hockey team. I would say going into the tournament that they'd be the favorites going in. But we sure hope we get a chance to play, and that'd be a lot of people that have a lot of fun watching that hockey game, I think.
Absolutely. Next question. Coach, can Tech beat Michigan State if Michigan State is playing at their best? I think that's what they're asking. Tech can beat Michigan State if they are playing at their best. They hopefully get a shot at Michigan, and I don't think there would be any lack of motivation. What do you think? And you kind of already hit on that.
Yeah, we have a good hockey team if we play the game the right way. We play it with speed and I think that we can beat anybody as long as we get goaltending but again, we're going to have to remanufacture that back end a little bit and try to get them to be as productive as they can. So that's the immediate focus right now for me is coming up with a bunch of different layers of plans of how we can take quick looks and figure out how we want to attack that.
Next question, Coach, talks about what you've already talked about a little bit, how the lack of desperation until we're already down a couple of goals like on Saturday night that bothered you, and I know it bothered some of the fans watching. What is the fix for that? Well, how do you fix that?
Watch every movie on TV. This is life lessons. You know what I mean? First of all, people have to realize we've been saying all along we're not bluffing when we're talking about what we have. You know, we have a lot. We have a group of hockey players that I'll give them total credit. We've asked them to get outside of their comfort zone and assume roles that we challenged them to do that. We're saying people would get upset with me saying, why do you keep talking about players in the past? Because those players in the past carried us. And the players that we had, were allowed to play a secondary role, and we didn't do a good enough job of forcing them to develop as, to overcome adversity and to be leaders. To, I mean, that's a big part of what we have to do is develop people to be leaders. Like that tech person that, that just graduated is going, you know, that person was developed to be a leader where they're going. You know, that's part of what we're doing here. So, I wasn't bluffing when I said that. We've had great guys do that. Look at the emergence of several hockey players. Stamen and Baltus and Jackson's moving up and we got Mitch Mio. I mean, I could go on the list of guys, the guys that are doing that. But I'll ask a question. I'll throw it right back at whoever's at. I mean, if it's a man or whatever, or a woman, have you ever, taken advantage of your spouse? You know, have you ever taken advantage of something or, and then all of a sudden someone else gets eyes, you know, and someone else shows that person attention? Boy, you all of a sudden snap back quick. You know, okay, I'm not going to give up that easy. You know what I mean? It's not that much different, until you get yourself disciplined, and that's why, you know, we talk about everything in life. We talk about faith. We talk about everything with our players. Because whatever brings them into being able to be their best in every moment, do the right thing in every moment, eliminate those instances where you're gonna give in to things that are gonna take you out of your ability to be your best and things like that. I mean, if the worst that we're talking about is we're concerned about our performance because we're going into exam week, we got things going the right way here. You know what I mean? If that focus is, if it's because of academic fatigue, you know, then we have to figure out, okay, how can we get guys to study more in advance and get ready for that? But, I mean, we're not dealing with drug issues. We're not dealing with guys, you know, spending too much time down at the bar. We're not dealing with those things. We're trying to develop men, and we're this school brings in the type of people that get you on the right track to start with. So I'm very blessed to be at Michigan Tech to have people who, first of all, if you can't handle it academically, you're not going to make it. You know what I mean? So there's an element of discipline in their lives right now, but still, it happens. It's human nature. You know, like we go on story after story, but the best analogy is how much attention do you pay to someone you care about when someone else is paying them attention? You snap out of it pretty quick, and you can, and your friends can tell you, hey, you better look after her a little bit more. But yeah, whatever. Until all of a sudden it happens. You know, the coaches can tell you, fellas, you have to be ready, and this is what we need to do, blah blah blah. But until you go down 2-0, it's like, man, it's right in front of my eyes. Then we woke up a little bit.
All right, we'll take a break. Be back with more of the Joe Schott Hour here on Mix 93.
Keweenaw Automotive, across from Walmart in Houghton, is the one-stop shop for all of your automotive needs. From their impressive lineup of pre-owned vehicles, state-of-the-art service facility, and the lowest tire prices you'll find anywhere, Keweenaw Automotive has you covered. A locally owned, family-owned business for over 31 years. You're sure to get the service you deserve from the good folks at Keweenaw Automotive. Follow their Facebook page for new inventory, tire specials, and other exciting giveaway promotions. You can also find them online at Keweenaw Automotive. Automotive.com or by phone at 482-7988.
Enjoy all-you-can-eat specials at Joey's Seafood and Grill in downtown Houghton. Tuesdays, all-you-can-eat Joey's Original Fish and Chips. Wednesdays, all-you-can-eat Chicken and Popcorn Shrimp. Thursdays, all-you-can-eat Shrimp. Plus, Joey's has seafood and soups any day, salads, tacos, chicken, ribs, steaks, burgers, and many gluten-free menu options as well. Stop in for a quick lunch or dinner paired with your favorite beer, wine, or cocktail. We hope to see you soon. It's our pleasure to serve you at Joey's Seafood and Grill.
I like my burger with mustard.
No, mustard and ketchup. And a Coke.
Got to be well done.
Only medium rare, come on.
I only want grass-fed beef.
No, Angus.
On the grill.
Now, flat top.
You want a homemade veggie burger?
With a Coca-Cola.
Iceberg lettuce.
No way. Avocado, dude.
Arugula. Nah, jalapeno.
Can I have a turkey burger? But turkeys are for Thanksgiving, man.
Burger with a Coke.
Brioche.
No,
sesame seed.
Just a regular bun.
American cheese. Nah, man, you gotta go with Swiss.
No, cheddar.
Gotta use both hands.
No, one hand.
And wash it down with a Coke. My burger is best with a Coke.
Every burger needs a Coke.
Coke and a burger.
An ice cold Coke.
I'll agree to that.
A burger and a Coke.
It doesn't take a step-by-step recipe or even a plan to make a delicious meal. It doesn't take a freshly starched apron or an official foodie degree from social media. It just takes an ice-cold Coke, delicious food, and good friends. So whip up a meal, however you like. Grab some ice-cold Coke from your local supermarket and taste the feeling today.
In sports, movement is a force to be reckoned with. Your feet fuel that force. At Northern Foot Care Center, Dr. Remingun knows how to treat athletes, getting them back in action sooner. When your feet feel good, performance increases. Games are won and records are crushed. You want answers? We have them. Technology, cutting edge. Experience, over 28 years. Results, game changing. Pro sports teams have the best foot and ankle experts. Now you have one. Call 482-9950 or click northernfootcare.com.
Welcome back to the Joe Shine Hour here on Mix 93 WKHJ. I want to remind you there will be no Joe Shine Hour next week. And there will be no Joe Shine Hour the week after that. And then we'll be back. So a couple weeks off due to everything that's going on with traveling and all. Over the weekend, other WCHA action. Just about everybody home won, it seemed like, both nights. Northern Michigan with a solid weekend against Ferris State University at the Berry Event Center.
Yeah, Northern's a good team. And, when that job was open, there were a lot of quality people that put in for it because of that reason. They knew that they had a lot of pieces in place, and they were at the right time of their cycle that there were some players ready to impact. Craig Head was a tremendous player. Payne, you knew, was going to score goals.
And is he just lighting it up?
Yeah, Robbie Payne's just a tremendous. I'm not going to get into it, but a good story about him. But he's a player. I recruited him there, and he's a tremendous player. And D'Amatoni coming back is in the leadership role, and they have the Boilo on defense and tremendous goaltending. So that team was poised a little bit to take off and to have success. Walt had that thing, I think, built pretty well, and Grant Tony's done a good job with it, and they're getting better and playing consistent hockey, so they're heading in the right direction.
The other games, Bemidji State sweep Anchorage at Bemidji State at Sanford Center, 5-1 and 4-0. Minnesota State continues to roll. They're just not giving up any goals either. They beat Alabama Huntsville 5-1 and 3-0, and it's just, as you keep saying, Coach, they are as good of a team out there that there is.
Yeah, they could win the national title. They're a tremendous hockey team. They had a great recruiting class, good squad, and they had a couple guys return that could have signed, Brickley and C.J. Franklin, who changed his name to Suez. That's the same guy, just so people know. It's not a guy that just stepped in and all of a sudden started playing. So they're loaded. They get Remco's playing great hockey for them. So they're legit. They'll be in the top. They'll be in the top four in the country come tournament time. And the thing is, we want to be able to play with them. We want to go in there. If we have to go in there and win that final series to get in the national tournament, we want to do that.
Absolutely. And we only have 10 more league games left. Is that right? I believe
so. That's right.
We've played 18. Yep. 10 more left, so yep. We have to sit back and kind of watch the other teams and see how they do for a little while here, which will be fun. But this non-conference couple of weekends that we have coming up, Coach, I'm really looking forward to it. I mean, the new venue for the Great Lakes Invitational at the Little Caesars Arena. We get to take on Michigan State in that first game, the whole Mel thing down there with Michigan. It's going to be a lot of fun. And then we go right. What I love about this trip is not just that we're going to Vegas and that we're playing great teams out there, and Northern's going to be out there too, is that we don't have that week-long wait. We play Monday, Tuesday. Now, for me, the broadcaster, that's a lot better. Maybe not for you and the coaching staff and the team, but only 3 days off, in between games, or 2 days, really, in between games.
Yeah, it'll be kind of NHL-like, but I'd rather have the time to prepare in between there, and again, especially, I'd like to have the time to prepare in between there, but because Wednesday's going to be a travel day. There'll be no practice that day.
Right.
We're going to play Monday, Tuesday. We'll fly out there Wednesday, let the guys recover a little bit. And so we added another practice before we went out there to get us a little bit more prepared, and knowing that we'd take that off day. And then we'll have just a pregame skate on Thursday and then play Boston College on Friday. So it'll be fun. It'll be a good trip. We're looking forward to it.
One other question apparently coming in here. How is recruiting going, Coach?
I like our recruits. We're supposed to find out on a key player today, which is between us and another school. We can't mention it, but I like it. I think the boards and everything have a pretty good idea of where we're at. I like where we're headed. And the biggest thing is, everybody we feel has a chance to impact in their own way for us. We can see where everybody fits So I like where we're headed. I like the guys we have coming in, and I think and the guys that we have committed that have NLI. And again, I don't know completely what I can say, so I won't say a lot. But the people who like to do this can do the research. They're really starting to produce at the, yeah. you know, at the, on the teams they're on. They're all, they're, you know, it's not, they're not going the other way. They're all, everybody we have is trending in the right direction. So, we're excited about that.
Only got about a minute here, Coach. So what are the plans for the team? Does everybody go home after exams and then meet down in, at Little Caesars Arena?
Yeah, there's ice available this week for guys. We can go and horse around with them and do some individual stuff with some guys, but, we allowed them to monitor, get their, when they're done with their exams, they're allowed to go home. And then we're meeting a little bit earlier down in Detroit. After Christmas, they still have a good, you know, they still get to spend Christmas with their families and everything like that. And then we'll meet down in Detroit and get at it. So bus will leave here on the 28th. As of right now, we'll bus down, but several players will be flying in and meeting us, and we'll start practicing on the 28th.
What's your biggest fear about when the guys are not, not with the team? Is it that they keep in shape and get on the ice?
That's the whole fear. Yeah. I mean, you obviously want them to be safe and things like that, but you know, I want them to be with their families. I want them to see their parents. You're at the age now, guys, where it's, your time with your parents is now limited. You know what I mean? I know that because I'm at that age too. And every minute you have with your kids is a big deal. So spend time with their families. But my biggest deal is that they come back. They don't lose their conditioning because we're playing 4 games in 6 days. And, that's a big deal. So you want them to be able to recover and perform.
Coach, have a very Merry Christmas, you and your family, and we'll see you down in Detroit.
Yeah, and same to everybody out there. Thanks for all your support and sticking with us, and Merry Christmas.